This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting today with the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian, on the sidelines of the SCO summit in Bishkek. The two leaders discussed bilateral ties. They also discussed the recent developments in West Asia conflict and shared perspectives on the evolving situation. Prime Minister expressed concern at the escalation of tensions in the region and reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Prime Minister also reiterated the need for continued efforts to ensure lasting peace and stability in the region. Calling for safeguarding the freedom of navigation and commerce, he emphasized that civilians and civilian infrastructure, including commercial shipping seafarers, must not be harmed under any circumstances. Later, the Prime Minister also met President of the Kyrgyz Republic, Sadir Zaparov, today. The two leaders reviewed the progress made in bilateral relations and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening the strategic partnership between India and Kyrgyz Republic. In Nepal, the death toll from last week's devastating floods and mudslides had risen to 903, while more than 4,247 people remain untraceable. According to the Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the figure has increased from Sunday's figure of 2,502. Bodies have been recovered from all 8 affected districts of Nepal as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded. Meanwhile, at least 933 workers are believed to be trapped at around half a dozen hydropower projects. Rescue teams backed by India and other experts are searching around half a dozen blocked hydropower tunnels, including Trisuli 3A. In Tibet, the death toll currently stands at 16, with 546 reported to be missing. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has remembered former President and Bharat Ratna Dr. Pranab Mukherjee on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu noted that the former president was a distinguished statesman, a scholar of exceptional wisdom, and a dedicated public servant who devoted his life to the service of India. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Men has also paid tribute to the former President of India and one of the country's most distinguished statesmen. In a social media post, DCM said that his remarkable contributions to public life, deep understanding of India's democratic institutions, and commitment to the nation will always be remembered. Solung, the major agricultural based festival of Adi tribe, is currently being celebrated in the capital Itanagar and the Siang region. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, particularly the Adi brethren, on the auspicious occasion of Solung. He expressed his hope that the vibrant festival would continue to strengthen our pride in the rich cultural heritage and timeless traditions of our state. May Solung strengthen our cultural roots, unite our communities, and inspire us to preserve our heritage for generations to come, the governor wished in his message. Jawaharlal Nehru College, Pasighat, today paid farewell to associate professor and former head Department of Geology, Dr. Keshav Kumar Jha. Presiding over the function, Principal Dr. Gindu Burang recollected the remarkable journey of Dr. Jha, describing him as a true pillar of the institution. He lauded Dr. Jha's dedicated service to the college and society, noting how his mentorship has led numerous students to achieve great success in life. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued orange alert warning for West Kameng, East Kameng, Pake Kesang and Papumpare district. These districts are likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rainfall at isolated places. Additionally, MCI has also issued a yellow alert for 10 districts. Lower Siang got off to a flying start in the 21st Dadartang State Level Football Tournament, beating Upper Siang 4-1 in their opening match in Group D in Pasighat and East Siang District yesterday. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.